awesome, man. That was Enigma and their song Sadness. Man, that sure brought me back to a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say when it was.
time and space. You know, it's all happening at the same time.
Yeah, that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, stage 4 lymphoma, cancer. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very big inspiration to everybody out there that knows him, including myself. He's one of my biggest heroes, just to know his strength. And welcome to the program, Shkwaich. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Still healing.
Very beautiful song that you picked from Enigma, Sadness. That sure was a time-traveling song for sure. Anyways, we have our subject, and it's on acceptance. And would love to hear your words on that.
Acceptance. Really covers a whole broad range of things, but mainly, you know, we're acceptance, you know, of acceptance into a group, acceptance of a gift. But I kind of figure acceptance, you know, is something we need to do. Kind of reminds me of the song Doris Day used to sing, "Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be." Mm. You know, that's acceptance that whatever happened, happened, and whatever is going to happen, will happen. And, you know, and we gotta take it to consideration, you know, where acceptance of friendship, we're all imperfect. We all might think we're not, but you know, in our own eyes, but other people see our flaws and they accept us as a friend, you know, flaws and all. And so, you know, I figure, you know, we just gotta be more accepting of the happenings going on and the people we're associated with, and you know, and acceptance of the past. What has happened has happened. You know, we can't go back and change it. Mm-hmm. We might want to. Mm-hmm. You know, and we gotta accept that we have no clue what's going on. Going to go on in the future. Mm. You know, what we do now might affect our own course of nature, but you know, we've got to accept that we're not in total control. Mm. And you know, that's what I think of acceptance. You know, whatever will be, will be. We just got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just gotta accept it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like what you say when you know, we just gotta accept all these things. And these we were speaking earlier, and it's comes to the state of mind of peace, and we can, when we get to that stage of acceptance, it brings that peace. And I was just watching like somebody on YouTube, and he was talking about it. And sometimes, you know, just through our own path in life, we don't even recognize peace. We think it's like boring. And,
wow, yeah.
You know, it's... it's something that we can all learn to recognize peace and understand it and know that, you know, just because there's not a bunch of chaos happening and negative emotions going on, that we can learn to accept when there's nothing happening and recognize it and feel that state of mind of peace and work it into our lives. And it's great that we're able to all reflect from each other, learn from each other. I really enjoy bringing you onto our program and hearing what makes you tick, because, you know, for what you faced and came through is very astonishing and just amazing to learn what's in your brain and what helped you through all the turmoil that you went through. And it's a very much a blessing for me to hear and learn all the stuff that you have inside, and all the music that you bring. It's so usually very powerful, and usually has me dancing around the house, and brings me a lot of joy, and I'm sure it brings to many people out there also. So we really thank you and appreciate you for coming onto our program and sharing with us, giving your time and all your efforts. So, gukstamch to you.
I'm very happy to hopefully be spreading good, healthy knowledge, not causing, hoping not to cause strife or anxiety. So, and I, you know, I'm accepting the fact that, you know, this is one area I can contribute to the world.
Yeah, humanity.
I'm unable to do any labor or any sense. So, mental labor. So hopefully I'm helping a few make it through tough times or help them enjoy good times. So thank you guys there at the station, you guys behind the mic, and the people in the background, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And just have a great rest of your week and weekend and recovery, and looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Alright, bye bye. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gweishkana, BC, and always a privilege and honor to have him come on and share with us and share his great music and part of what makes him tick. So we'll be right back.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association. And I got this song that I picked for her introductory, and this is from Night in Athens and Words Unspoken. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right with her. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you. soothing, that song. That was Night in Athens, and the song was called Words Unspoken. And I really enjoyed that.
Mm.
Like I was telling you, it reminded me of the 80s. But anyways, let's speak and hear you talk about our subject, which is acceptance.
Yeah. When I think of the opposite of acceptance, I think of lots of struggle and fighting what is, which is kind of people have been touching upon as we've been talking. And so the thought for me is like, it's that it kind of, as understandable as it can be that any of us get into that state of not accepting, because lots of terrible things can happen, that ultimately it ends up, instead of being painful, it actually ends up being this prolonged state of suffering. So coming back to what you were saying, I really loved what you said about grief, that, you know, that the grief can be a really big part of not getting unstuck, because it's not like, okay, you know, stop being upset kind of thing, but like the process of letting go in the best sort of way of that word, those words, and accepting, coming to a place, as you were saying, of peace. Because, you know, so that's the idea that I was coming up. And the word acceptance, interesting. Some people use the word surrender. And whenever I hear that word, it's just like my nervous system can't take it, because it's like surrender. It's like, no, our sovereignty and, like, you know, that fight part in me wants to kind of go, no, we got to. And Mr. Salar was talking about that just accepting anything and everything is not what's being shared here. It's more that, like, or the perspective that having that wisdom to know the difference of what we will invest our energy and time and everything in, too, I think is important, while also accepting what is. So it's kind of both going on at the same time, which can feel a little like, how can both be happening at the same time? But that there is that blend. Because that's the whole thing, that the struggle and the stuck and the fighting, when it's not going anywhere, it's like the wheels in a mud, like car in mud kind of thing. And it burns lots of energy and doesn't take a person anywhere, and just ends up with lots of internal pain. So that was kind of the, you know, as I was listening to people, also part of what added to what was being said. So the other part I think about is, if we're in a state of not accepting aspects of what is in our life, and we don't tend to not accept things that we're loving within our life, it blocks us from being able to really fully embrace beauty or where love lives. Because to me, and this isn't to, you know, criticize anybody who's in that state, because it's part of our human experience, but it is that ultimately, if we stay there and stay there and stay there and don't allow ourselves to grieve, as you were saying, or other things, then we're missing out on all the beauty right here, right now. There is so much beauty as well. And also, it is about, it's my idea of where love lives too. It lives right here, right now. So I know we're getting a little woo, but I just really feel that strongly, because it's like, it's hard to be doing all of that at the same time, you know? So I think, you know, everybody deserves to be able to embrace the beauty that's around us and let love in.
That's so true. It's, you know, what you were reminding me of, I remember taking a very intergalactic trip, and then upon my return, it was like I landed back, you know, on Earth, and landing, and then being like embraced by the Earth, and then just sinking straight down into the core. Into the core of Mother Earth. And it was the feeling of unconditional love. And I believe that's what the whole world is made out of, just this love. And it's the essence of what makes us all, not only just as human beings, but everything on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the combining of DNA from either human beings or another species. You know, that it combines and then it grows into this manifestation of a cycle of life.
It's pretty astounding when you start to really, you know, look and observe and experience that. Mm. For sure. It's super powerful. We can often take it for granted, but it's, you know, like you were saying, like, it's astounding when you start to look around and all the life and all the, what we don't necessarily think of as life sometimes, because I know there's different beliefs around it, but like the landscape and how everything works together, the stars, everything, it's pretty spectacular.
It's very beautiful because I'm traveling around the city all the time, mm-hmm. everywhere. And one of the things that I always notice is the crows.
Yes.
Birds, pigeons, Canadian geese, all these, you know, creatures.
They're going about their life.
And, you know, it's just like they're pairing up,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're getting to know each other and they're like creating these bonds. Much like Canadian geese, they stick to each other for life. And, I kind of get sad when I see like one Canadian geese and it's just by itself.
They grieve quite a bit too. Yeah. Like if one of them does die.
Yeah.
Because
you just see them and they're just like circling around and you know they're searching. You know what they're searching for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, their lost buddy.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's kind of like, brings you back to the acceptance of, you know, the cycle of life and all of what we have to face. Each one of us, we have to go through certain grieving processes in our lives. And, you know, even when we lose somebody that we love close and they go into, you know, the universe, and it's being able to accept that. And realize that, you know, eventually we will be in the same.
Yeah, we all return.
Yeah, and we'll all be, you know, we can look at it as being reunited and possibly coming back and maybe with a lot of learning and wisdom along the way for the next time. You know, it's all these things are abstract thoughts and thinking, but it's very powerful and wonderful because, you know, that's why we all exist. That's why everything in the world exists. And it's all through these magical powers of magnetic attraction and carrying on to the sharing of DNA and making it grow and becoming a part of, in our case as a species, humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all be a positive part of it, we can be a negative part of it.
Yeah.
And we can have the choice to choose the positive part of humanity, and that's what we do here at this radio program and station,
mm-hmm.
is we choose to be a big major part of being a positive impact in humanity. And that's what I love about this whole radio station, listening to some of the other programmers and all their stuff. It's just amazing. We do have another programmer coming in a couple hours, Jacob.
Yes.
He's got the art show, mm-hmm. and we'll be looking forward to listening to him too.
Mm.
And a big shout out to Lady Fahima. We know she's coming back soon,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, we'll be celebrating.
Yes, and so we're going to have to wrap up our program, and we are going to be sending all our our love to all our listeners out there. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
And sharing, yeah, all your experience and wisdom. It's always a blessing and an honor. And yeah, so we're going to end the program with some Roly Platt and their song called Shuffle the Deck. So it's a pretty good one.
Shuffle the Deck.
Yeah, everybody get your dancing shoes on. Here it is. Enjoy, everybody. Roly Platt.
See you next week.
Yeah. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Listen to Free Voices. Enjoy, everybody.